We're starting today with Acts chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. Now, as we come to Acts 20, we find that a transition is taking place in the Apostle Paul's ministry. After some 3 years of preaching and establishing the church in Ephesus, Paul is ready to move on. This was one of Paul's longest stays in any location, which demonstrates how important he felt Asia Minor was to his Gentile expansion of the gospel. The riot called by Demetrius the silversmith proved to be, as F.F. Bruce put it, one of the last, if also one of the most spectacular of the incidents attending Paul's ministry at Ephesus. In addition, it seemed to have placed a cap on Paul's ministry there. Ever mindful of Jesus' call to take the gospel to the ends of the earth, Paul is careful to only spend whatever amount of time is necessary at any one location. After all, there was a very large Roman world to bring to Christ. Now, from reading 1 Corinthians 16:8, it's evident that Paul intended to leave Ephesus after Pentecost, and that was most likely the year 55 AD. Various commentators suggest that the riot at Ephesus took place about the time of the annual Ephesian festival celebrating Artemis. This was usually held in March or April. So we note that in 55 AD, Pentecost fell on May 25th. Luke has let us know that Paul's real plan is to go to Jerusalem and then to head to Rome. But at this stage, Paul is focused on getting to Jerusalem, taking with him the offerings for Judea's impoverished Christians. John Stott presents what I think is an interesting insight about Paul's trip from Ephesus to Jerusalem. He suggests that Luke means for us to see a parallel between Jesus' journey to Jerusalem in Luke's gospel account and Paul's journey to Jerusalem in the book of Acts. And while he notes that the resemblance is far from being exact, John Stott outlines six similarities, and I want to give those to you. One, like Jesus, Paul traveled to Jerusalem with a group of his disciples. Second, like Jesus, Paul was opposed by hostile Jews who plotted against his life. The third one is, like Jesus, Paul made or received three successive predictions of his passion or sufferings, including his being handed over to the Gentiles. Four, like Jesus, Paul declared his readiness to lay down his life. Number five, like Jesus, Paul was determined to complete his ministry and not be deflected from it. And finally, John Stott gives us number six. Like Jesus, Paul expressed his abandonment to the will of God. Now, John Stott notes, even if some of these details are not to be pressed, Luke surely intends his readers to envisage Paul as following in his master's footsteps when he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. So Paul is at an intersection, as I said. He has spent 3 years in Ephesus, and now he wants to move on to Jerusalem and, if possible, head to Rome. We'll see more of this next time on Verse by Verse.